Today we're talking about overcoming obstacles.
Ray, get out of my way. I'm late for work. Sorry, guys. I'm late. Let's talk about that vid. All right, welcome to ICRT FM 100. You're listening to Vid Talk. My name is JR and my friend is
Ray. Welcome to our show.
Who is late for work?
No, you are late for work.
Our show is every Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. and it's on ICRT FM 100. For more information about us, you can always go to our website, which is voicetube.com/radio, and you'll find us right there. Mm-hmm. The Vid Talk show is all about teaching you English within these very cool videos that we choose for you every single week. Mm-hmm. But actually, you choose it on our website.
Mm-hmm. 所以 Vid Talk 是 Video Talk， 就是我们每个礼拜呢，听了很多次了，就是呢每个礼拜会选择一部呢很有趣，然后呢很充满很多英文的这些影片。那我们会在讨论这个影片之后呢，教你里面使用的英文。那我们也会呢，给予你挑战，让你可以在我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 呢来进行翻译。那在下一集呢，可能就会把你的翻译，把你的回应呢播出在 ICRT 上面。
That is correct. We're gonna be challenging you.To use the English that we've been talking about within these videos, within mm-hmm. the episode, mm-hmm. and to use it and put it on our website, either in a text form or in a message form, all right? So go log on to our website, voicetube.com/radio. It doesn't get easier than that.
Yep. And let's go to our video of today. This video is, of course, chosen by you guys last week. And the video is...A TED Talk, okay, so it features a speaker, and this speaker is very special. Yeah. So what is this speaker all about?
So the video is actually a speech by a kid. I don't know how old he is right now, but
looks like 20-ish.
20, yeah, in his early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s.
Yeah. So this speech was done by Stephen Clunch.
Stephen Clunch.
He was born physically challenged. He has no fingers on his right hand.
No fingers on his right hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his right leg...was born shorter than the other leg. Oh. So you can imagine, he's like quite seriously physically challenged.
Uh-huh.
But no one would have thought that he made it on his high school basketball team.
Basketball team?
Yeah, he played basketball.
He doesn't have fingers on one hand, and his leg is shorter than the other.
But he plays basketball. And more than that, he plays good. His opponents at first would dismiss him, but then he would totally prove them wrong. He even won Rookie of the Year at his first year on the basketball team.
Wow, that is amazing.
It is, and he plays the electric guitar. I just looked them up. We actually just looked them up together on Wikipedia. He plays the electric guitar. He has a very good GPA.
4.0 or something?
4.0 actually. Yeah, very smart kid. So he has overcame a lot of obstacles in his life. Uh-huh. And this is a speech about his life and how he overcame it.
Okay.
And there was a turning point in his life. Actually, a role model that he looked up to, right?
Yeah. So it's this guy called Jim Abbott. He's a Major League Baseball player. And he also has his own disabilities, very much like the ones that Stephen Clunch has. He also misses the fingers in one of his hands. But he made it into Major League, performing so well that he throws no hitters a lot of the time. No hitters, that means like nobody can hit his ball.
And I think in the video it mentioned that he won an Olympic medal.
Yeah. He won a lot of medals. So he was kind of like the inspirational figure for Stephen Clunch. And there's this very interesting story about him in his childhood. So Jim Abbott, when he was a kid, he would go home to his dad and complain that the other kids, they don't want to play baseball with me because I have a disability, I don't have fingers. And then his dad would reply him, no, son, they don't want to play with you because you stink, because you suck at baseball. And what we can get out from this story, what we can take away is that you can change your disability, but you can change the fact that you stink. You can change the fact that you suck at baseball. You can practice and make up for your shortcomings.
So, in a nutshell, it's telling you, who says you can't play baseball well when you only have one arm?
One arm, yeah. And that's what inspired Stephen Clunch right here to kind of like launch himself in this... This journey of overcoming his own obstacles. And he did well. He did fairly well. And he inspired a lot of people. And that is why he was invited to TED for his speech.
No, that's right.
So I really agree with this video. I agree that obstacles, they are meant to be overcome. You see, all great stories, they start from this. You know, there's never a hero without a villain.
Right.
There's never like... a warrior without that big fire-breathing dragon that you have to, you know, slay, and then a princess that you have to rescue. So obstacles, they're kind of like inbuilt in this kind of mechanism. So when you want to tell a great story, mm-hmm. and there's even this, I think it's a book or like a speech. It's called The Hero's Journey.
There is.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Hero's Journey. It talks about the typical journey that a hero embarks on. So he will go through like exploring the making of himself, the birth of the hero, and then he will train, and then he'll be met with a challenge, and then he'll overcome that challenge, and then he'll be rewarded. So it's kind of like a typical storyline where you can fit every single hero in history in these
it's
kind
like the,
of
the hero framework. Formula.
Yeah, the hero formula, right? You add one. You add A and B and C, and you get a hero.
So what you're talking about is everybody, I think you're just trying to say that everybody in their life has their own villains, their own obstacles.
That's right.
Who's your villain? What's your villain?
I would say, I think it's right to say everybody has their own villain. Mm. And in a way, it's saying that everybody can be a hero.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So for me, my
hero?
Villain... I wouldn't say I'm a hero, but I do have a villain in my life. Mm-hmm. This is also an obstacle that I would like to think I overcame. So in high school, primary school, mm-hmm. I studied in Singapore. Like I studied abroad in primary mm-hmm. school. And I came back to Taiwan when I was like in like for 12th grade for middle school. And then I went on to like a regular high school. So for me, my big obstacle was that I had very severe skin allergies back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
So it's 异位性皮肤炎. Mm-hmm. So I have skin allergies. So I can't get too much exposure to the sun. Mm-hmm. I can't really exercise mm-hmm. because if I sweat and I don't clean it immediately, then
it's going to get all itchy.
Yeah, it's going to get all itchy and it's going to swell. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult for me because when I was a kid, I loved sports. I was the captain of my basketball team.
You were?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, you can't really tell right now, but yes, back in the good old days when I was still a primary school kid, I was like the captain because I was really tall. Mm-hmm. So that automatically like made me like into captain. But anyway, I love sports. I love playing with my friends. I love the competition. I just feel like alive when I'm doing sports. But then when I came back to Taiwan, I don't know if it's the weather or the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got this problem that I didn't have before in Singapore.
So you didn't have that in Singapore?
No, I didn't have it in Singapore.
Oh, okay.
I only like attained it like when I got back to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So in high school, I struggled a lot because I wasn't able to participate in the PE lessons, the physical education lessons. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to play with them really bad. Mm-hmm. But I just had to stay under the shade of the tree and do like pick up garbage around the
really?
Tracks, pick up their balls.
Oh man, I feel so bad for you
balls.
Now.
So that is an obstacle that I was met with, right? But then
How did you overcome it?
Yeah, I found another way around because I can't overcome the fact that I have a skin allergy. I can't mm-hmm. overcome the fact that I can't get exposure to the sun. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I made good use of the time. I made good use of all the time I missed playing sports.
Oh, that's really positive thinking.
Yeah, and then I put it into a time spent studying Chinese. Because I spent like my childhood
so
in
you
Singapore.
Had to study Chinese?
Yeah,
you actually
yeah.
had to learn Chinese?
Yeah, because I only started to learn Chinese at, you know, at like a later stage of life. Because mm-hmm. in primary school, I was in abroad. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too familiar with Chinese. So I remember bringing like Chinese textbooks mm-hmm. whenever there's PE lesson, I would just like study under the shade.
Really?
And then I became the nerd that I hated. But but it was a way of me saying, hey, you know, I want to take this and turn it for the best. You know, mm-hmm. I want to take this adverse situation. I want to make use of this
right.
and not just waste it. Like looking at my friends playing sports and feeling sorry for myself. I think it's a better response than just really put your time to good use and try to make up for some of the time that's lost here.
Right. Wow, that's a very, very good, inspiring story. Ray, I'm impressed.
And there's a conclusion to this story, mm-hmm. right? There's a reward. There's a hero's journey. Remember mm-hmm. the hero's journey we talked about? So I had the birth of my challenge, and then I met the challenge, and then I had a solution. And then the reward for me is that we took the... what do you call that? The college entrance examination, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was in grade one, when I was in the first year of high school, I couldn't write most of the things I say in Chinese.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And, but by the end of the 3 years, by the time when I was about to like go into the college application process, I scored a 14 in Chinese.
Oh.
The top score is 15.
Right. 14 out of 15.
Yeah. So I got 14 points.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
So I spent 3 years like perfecting. Honing my Chinese skills, and I got that reward at the end.
Yeah,
I think it's a fair trade.
So you sort of like turn your disadvantage into another advantage for
yourself. And that's how I kind of got enough grades so that I can apply for the Fujian University, Catholic University in the English department, because they have high standards for Chinese as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think, yeah, that's a cool story. From personal experience.
Yeah, I'm inspired by it. Really, Ray, I'm really inspired by you. So everybody, just like Ray, has their own unique, one-of-a-kind abilities in life. I believe everyone is cut out for something.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, everyone has their own deficiencies, just like Ray too, one way or another, right? Some are visible, some are invisible, some are tangible, some are not. But everyone has their advantages and disadvantages.
So this reminds me of a quote by Albert Einstein. So he said, if you measure a fish by its ability to climb a tree, then you're doing it wrong. Right? 判断一个鱼的方式是它爬树的能力的话, right? 那你就是其实这个是不正确的嘛.
But on the other hand, if a fish can climb a tree, that is some fish.
That is amazing. Yeah,
that is some fish.
But the point here is, you really need to look into what's good for you. What's your like special ability, and really develop that instead of looking at yourself, like maybe like comparing yourself with others on aspects that you really shouldn't care about, and that really makes you a sad, depressed, grumpy person.
So I think it comes to a point where you need to know yourself well now.
You need to
know your pros and cons and make the best out of your pros.
That's right, and accept the disabilities that you may have.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to change that.
Right.
You should put your effort into trying to make yourself better in other aspects that's more suitable to you. And at the end of the video, the speaker, Steven, he talked a lot about proving others wrong.
Oh, I love this part.
Yeah. He's not like a downer, like trying to prove everybody wrong, but he's saying that if somebody thinks that you can't make it, if somebody thinks that you are not good enough, if you are never going to overcome your obstacle, if they judge you by your skin color, if they judge you by your size, then what you should do is you should prove them wrong. Right? What does that mean, prove them wrong?
Well, it sort of means that you can achieve things that people originally thought you couldn't. And just to prove them that, hey, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, just to see the look on their faces. I would do that for the sake of that.
It's like the motivation.
Yeah.
I want to like take a picture of their faces when I prove them wrong.
Exactly. All right, if you want to see the video that we're talking about, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio.
如果想要看到这个影片的话, Stephen Clunch的这个演讲, 你们可以到 voicetube.com/radio自己去看这个影片.
And we'll be back in just a second. Hey, and welcome back to VidTalk here on ICRT every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is the second half, and what we do here is we start to teach you the English used within the video, right?
Today we talked about a speech that's done by Stephen Clunch, and he used a lot of good phrases here in his speech. So we're going to go ahead and start with our first one. So 这边是我们开始教 英文这个他在演讲里面用到英文的部分，那因为他用了很多很好的句型，所以我们今天选了五个不同的句型呢，我们会来一个一个带你走过。我们会先让你看一下，哦，听一下影片里面是怎么讲的，给你翻译之后呢，我们会来讨论一下这句话的用法。
All right, let's get on to our first sentence right here.
We face a choice. Let the obstacle overcome you or overcome the obstacle.
我们面临一个抉择，让困难克服你，或是你克服困难。
All right, I like this sentence. We face a choice. Let the obstacle overcome you or overcome the obstacle.
Okay, 所以呢, we face a choice. 我们面临一个抉择 choice. Let the obstacle overcome you, or you overcome the obstacle.
That's right.
让这个困难克服你, 对, overcome, 或者是你克服这个困难。So we're looking at overcome here. What does overcome mean in English?
Well, overcome means to succeed in dealing with a difficulty or a problem.
Right, right, right. Like defeating that fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah.
That's overcoming.
That's a big obstacle.
Okay, so overcome就是 克服的意思。这个有点有趣哦, overcome, come是来嘛, over是有点像越过, 所以你去越过一个困难的感觉。 So like overcoming an obstacle. 这边有时候我们会讲 like overcome an obstacle, 或者是我们可以说 overcome a problem, a situation. 所以这边是 overcome.
Yeah.
克服,
so if you're going to use it in the past tense, you're going to say overcame. So Ray overcame the born fact that he had severe skin allergy and turned himself into a Chinese whiz instead.
Okay, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
His dad replied, no, the kids won't let you play baseball because you stink at baseball.
他爸回他不是,那些小孩不让你玩棒球是因为你打得很烂。
His dad replied, no, the kids won't let you play baseball because you stink at baseball.
His dad is so like,
man, he's
like cruelly truthful.
Like the 虎爸虎妈, right? Kind of type parent.
他爸爸回他, his dad replied, no, the kids won't let you play baseball, 那些小孩不让你玩棒球, because you stink at baseball, 因为你打棒球打得很烂. So here we're going to look at stink at something.
Like it means to be really bad at something. And stink originally means smelly, like it smells bad, stink 很臭.
对对对, 所以 stink at something 是说你某件事情做得很烂.
Yeah, yeah.
也可以说 really like you suck at something, right?
Yeah.
You suck at something, you stink
at
something.
I like that
something.
Even better, you suck.
那 stink 原本的意思是像刚刚JR有讲的是臭味，发出臭味 stink。 那这边的意思是说你某件事情做得很差，所以呢，如果你想要骂一个人说他的工作做得很差的话， you stink at it, you stink at this.
Right.
你这件事情做得很烂。
Yeah. So Ray used to stink at Chinese since he spent most of his childhood in Singapore.
Oh, right, that's right. You're like making example sentences out of me like all the time
because
today.
Yeah, because you provided a lot of
with
material
a story.
Today.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next sentence.
And when the game started, you could tell that they were dissing my disability.
当游戏开始时，看得出来他们在酸我的肢体障碍。
And when the game started, you could tell that they were dissing my disability.
This, a lot of this here.
Yeah.
当游戏开始时, when the game started, 看得出来他们在酸我的肢体障碍, 就是 they are dissing my disability. Disability就是他的肢体障碍嘛. So here we're going to look at dissing. D-I-S-S, diss.
So diss means to look down on, to be disrespectful of something.
Right, right. They were being disrespectful of my disability. 他们在酸，这边可以有点像在讲用中文的嘲讽，对，嘲笑，或者是很不尊敬的这个来去讨论。 所以也可以说酸，就酸一个人。
Yeah, a lot of high school kids do that.
Yeah,
it's really not nice.
是小屁孩嘛，酸人家, diss someone.
I used to be really short when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
They would diss me like, wow, you look like an elementary school kid.
Yeah, dissing. So dissing就是嘲笑一个人，酸一个人。 Okay, let's go on to our next one.
Okay, next sentence.
Maybe people say you'll never amount to anything. Prove them wrong.
也许有些人会说你永远不会有任何成就，向他们证明他们是错的。
Maybe people say you'll never amount to anything. Prove them wrong.
Right. 有些人, maybe people 会说你不会有任何成就。 Say you'll never amount to anything. So here we're looking at amount to something.
Yeah, to become somebody, to become somebody, to achieve something, to reach an accomplishment.
对，所以得到成就的感觉。所以这个 amount 原本是数量的意思嘛。Amount to something 有点像是你累积累积累积之后呢，成为一个 like somebody, 成为某样的成就。所以 amount to something 就是 amount to anything 就是呢，就是你有达到成就的意思。所以这边的话呢，就是有些人会说，哦， you'll never amount to anything， 就是你呢再怎么努力，你再怎么累积也没有用。You will never be somebody. 这种感觉,
which is cruel. Never say
yeah,
that.
So you should prove them wrong.
Yeah.
And this is actually our next sentence.
That's right. Okay, okay. Let's play it.
If someone thinks you can overcome the obstacles, prove them wrong.
如果有人觉得你不能克服自己的困难，向他们证明他们是错的。
If someone thinks you can't overcome the obstacles, prove them wrong.
Right, again, prove them wrong. 向他们证明他们是错的。If somebody think you can't overcome your obstacles, 因为我们刚刚都讲过了嘛，所以如果有人觉得你不能克服自己的困难的话呢，就 prove them wrong.
Right,
证明他们是错的。
So if someone thinks your English stinks, prove them wrong by listening to VidTalk all the time. That's right.
Okay, that's good. Are you sure they'll get better when they listen to
VidTalk? maybe. Okay, and now it's time for our challenge of the week, and we're going to change it up a little bit starting this week.
Oh, really?
这个礼拜要稍微改变一下挑战。We're going to give everybody a single Chinese sentence, and we're going to ask them to translate it, and leave your response on our website. Once again, by the way, that is voicetube.com/radio.
所以这个礼拜开始，我们的互动挑战会有一点这个更新哦，我们的挑战会是呢，我们之前的话是说这五个句子你随便选，对不对？然后你随便造句。
Right.
但是呢，我们觉得说我们想要给你更精准一点的练习，更精准一点的挑战。所以呢，我们之后每个礼拜会给你们一句中文。那这个中文当然会用到我们这个礼拜所讲到的这个我们所讲到的英文用法。那这一次呢，我们要给你的中文句子，让你翻译的句子是。只有克服困难才能成功，只有克服困难才能成功。那我们想要你使用 overcome 这一个单字
，Yeah。
所以只有克服困难才能成功这句话的英文要怎么讲 ？Please go to our website 到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 留下你的留言。Okay.
All right, so let's go to the challenge that we issued last week and see what kind of responses that we've got.
The first one we have is from Dong Mei.
Dong Mei.
Okay, let's listen to it first.
A funny name.
Dong Mei.
Dong Mei.
Okay.
Okay.
I study hard and work hard. I hope someday I can live the dream.
I study hard and work hard. I hope someday I can live the dream.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 我用功读书，然后我努力工作，我希望有一天我可以过着这个 what was the word again? 令人称羡的生活。Was it?
Live the dream.
Yeah, live the dream. 所以这个是我们上礼拜讲的嘛 ，living the dream， 就是、
yeah.
过得像是这个像梦一般的生活。
And our next sentence is from Shi Ya.
Shi Ya.
Shi Ya. That's kind of hard to pronounce.
The Chinese.
My friend always praises my sister is a 10, but actually she is not as wonderful as it seems.
My friend always praises my sister is... My friend always praises...she should actually say praises,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, praises.
My friend always praises my sister...Is a 10. Okay, I want to know your sister. But actually, she is not as wonderful as it seems.
Okay, maybe not.
maybe not.
Like, I take that back. 我的朋友总是会说我的妹妹很完美，但是事实上她没有如貌一般的这么好。就是这边 ，like we always do that to our sisters, like to our like friends.
Yeah.
We always diss them.
Yeah. My sister, man, she's not that. She's what you think.
对，就是要打破你的幻想。
Right.
所以我的朋友总是说我的妹妹是很完美，但是她其实没有这么好的意思。It's not as wonderful as it seems.
So the thing she was using here is a 10.
Right. It's a 10.
就是十分里面的十分。
对。
就像那个奥林匹克。的鼻子啊，
对，然后还有这个 as some as it seems， 上次我们是也是嘛 as cool as it seems， I think last time the Facebook stalking song we said
as cool as
it seems， 那这边的话是说 as wonderful as it seems，
right，
so good sentence，
good job， 诗雅，
good job dissing your sister，
all right， and that's about it for the show today， right，
that's right，
I'm JR and you can look me up on Facebook， that's JR Lee Radio， 我的脸书 JR Lee Radio，
and you can look up mine at Ray Do English。That's do with a D-U.
Do. Do Ray. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye. Yep. And check out our website, voicetube.com/radio.
See you guys next Monday.
That's right. Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 voicetube.com.